from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You, for some reason, are listening to 670 The Score. I am Matt Spiegel, and I host in this time slot and have been. Dan Bernstein used to. He doesn't anymore. But he stuck around to work a double. He's here with me. And halfway through the show, Barry Rosner, who doesn't work here anymore, doesn't work anywhere anymore.
Even when I worked here, did I really work here?
Yeah, I think so.
I felt like Kramer with the roll of crackers in my briefcase and the guy fires him. And Kramer goes, well, I don't even work here. And the guy goes, that's what makes this so difficult.
Well, you'd come in here with your
Seinfeld reference,
mm-hmm. with your peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You haven't eaten it yet.
No.
It's still over there.
And that's an uncrustable.
He
used to at least have like that marble rye with peanut butter and jelly.
Get off the
mic.
You and the marble rye. You were so angry about the PB&J on marble rye.
No, I was just angry that you don't have a taste for anything.
No,
you
I really
care.
Don't. I really don't.
Oh,
it's
no.
Just...
Barry grew up with a horrifically simple and unfortunate relationship to food, which has blessed him. It's blessed you with a lifetime of not having food issues and weight issues. Frankly.
True. Well, I never wanted to be home for dinner, and I associated dinner with bad, so that probably had something to do with it, but I ain't going to therapy, Matt, so I'm not going to figure it out.
No.
Because I just don't care.
You did live radio instead, and we would, on occasion, you and I, discover some of the things that you didn't know about food, that you just... And it's one of my favorite moments ever in the history of this radio station is me talking to you during a break. And I was very excited as I ate my sweet and spicy pickles. And I was telling you about how good they were. And you said to me.
I was confused.
You said to me off the air.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. They just grow that way.
I said, they come out of the ground that way? And Spiegel looked at me.
I paused. And, it was just...
and then he said, don't say anything else. Don't say anything else. And then when we came back on the air, we started the conversation again.
And I said,
I had no idea.
You had no idea. Barry didn't realize that cucumbers are then brined and spiced, and they eventually become whatever kind of pickles they are destined to be.
I know they come in a jar.
The pickles are pickled cucumbers.
Barry, see, I'd never heard that before.
Yes.
I'd never...
Back up 1 second. That original food criticism came from Dan Bernstein, the man that carries around 3-4 day-old chicken in a plastic bag in his pocket, is criticizing Barry for liking a marble rye PB&J.
No, it wasn't just for that in particular.
No, you were angry about that. You said that was an offense to marble rye.
Well, it is.
No, it's just that he didn't...
He's correct.
But it's also that he just didn't care. It's just sustenance.
No.
Like, occasionally, a pizza puff, a Lou Malnati's pizza, he would actually enjoy eating. Otherwise, it was just something your body just needs
just
fuel.
At least once a year, he would say, isn't there anything that excites you? And I would say, yeah, Malnati's. You can't say Malnati's pizza!
And it would be after hockey, he would again...
He would have a pizza puff.
A lot of it is association. I'm learning a lot of this, and you say you don't go to therapy, but I would say your therapist would probably talk about what the meaning of food and the associations of food. What better feeling is there after playing, you know, one of your hockey games?
Especially in the summers when I was vending, and I'm losing 10 pounds vending.
You're
and another 10
in Heartland, right?
Then I'm going to, it's usually Northbrook or Glenview.
Okay, but you'd go to the original Malnati's.
Then I'd go to the original in Lincolnwood. I'd sit at the bar. I'd order a pizza and a pitcher of beer, and I'd sit there. and have my own pitcher of beer, my own pizza, and try to put calories back on.
But well, food made you happy.
At that moment, it did.
Yes.
The cheddar cubes are also outstanding.
There you go. So you can find those things.
He found a way. He created the atmosphere that made him want to eat as opposed to going home.
But you're right. I mean, I'm guilty of just eating because I know I'm supposed to.
Right.
And it brings me no pleasure at all.
I
know, me neither.
And I fetishize my entire day around what I'm going to have for dinner.
100%.
I don't have fetishes, Dan.
Mine don't involve, you know, airline stewardesses.
Poppies and weird sex.
You were the one at Union Station in St. Louis, as it sounded like, looking for, you know, some friendship.
Oh, I almost... Union Station, St. Louis. I just got a weird memory rush. I think I got kicked out of Union Station, St. Louis.
I know there's a couple of bars.
This was before. Yeah, but this was before. Oh, whoa.
All right, let's move.
I didn't mean to bring up the hooker thing in the middle of a memory. I got kicked out for like crashing a live music thing.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate. But you not knowing
went
that,
right
that,
by both
that the
guys.
Cucumber became a pickle was delightful. It came up the other day because we had a producer in here, Robbie Triano, who did not know that a prune was once a plum. Had never realized that. So... And those kind of
and
moments.
And bad, too. Does he realize that they're awful?
Maybe now.
I didn't know that either.
Did you not?
I didn't know that either.
What did you think a prune was?
Some shriveled piece of crap that I don't want?
It was a plum.
That's just you now.
It started like...
We never did get the old sports writer in here. He's over there sleeping on a bench.
Mm-hmm.
Should probably get him in here.
You want to talk to him? Point.
We should just take his temperature. What's going on in Chicago sports?
Barry, go get him.
I'll go get him.
While Barry's doing that, Bernsey, this has been nice to have Barry here, don't you think?
What a pleasure.
There's a lot more meat left on that host bone.
You know what? I do think that retirement has de-aged him significantly.
Oh my God, he seems less of a curmudgeon. I'd like him a little less as well, but I think that
I think he's more interesting the less informed he is.
You guys could have made up all sorts of stuff today. I mean, like the Grady Sizemore thing, I did not believe.
That was amazing.
I did not believe.
You found out that Grady Sizemore was the manager, and you're like, the center fielder?
He was a good center fielder.
Yeah, what else? What really else good. Is there that...
Well, what was it in Back to the Future? Is it Ronald Reagan as president? The actor?
No, you know what? I'm grateful every day to just... to feel good and to be happy and to not feel stress and to not really think. I don't have to think very much.
That's
you know,
beautiful.
I do read quite a bit, but you know, it's just, I love history. So I've gotten into, you know, areas of the Revolutionary War that I had never really explored before. And my dad was a big war guy and a big mob guy. So those things are extremely interesting to me. So I'm deep into both of those. I watched a series on the original Five Families from New York last week, and I learned
Did
stuff
you
about...
Did you text Chris Tannehill about this? That's your guy.
I only text him Sopranos stuff. I do have a Paulie... Are you getting these tree bites at all?
From the mites?
I got them all over me. I feel like Paulie Walnuts after the poison ivy, Tanny. I really do.
Yeah, no.
I got the calamine
lotion. Honestly, Beth and Zoe both, and Zoe says, well, you know that there's these mites that are microscopic and they eat the eggs that the cicadas lay and they drop out from trees. I said, would you stop it?
No.
Would you stop getting your news from TikTok?
It's true.
And it's true.
And they're giant. You get these giant welts.
Yes.
And I got about 40 of them right now. I got two more today. And I mean, it's at night, it wakes you up. They itch so much. You scratch until you want to make it bleed and then get infected.
I had to make a special CVS run to go get Benadryl cream.
Oh, because, boy, you.
No, for my wife, because she just said, I don't know what. And same thing. They said it's
a special CVS run?
In the middle of the night?
Okay.
But
all right.
Come on.
You know, I'm great.
That's good husbanding.
I'm grateful though. Life is really good. And
there he is. Oh, the All old right. sports writer is here. That's too bad.
So how are you doing?
No, he's doing badly.
Theo Epstein had a
you always liked him. Theo.
I know he liked him, but why'd you like him so much?
He's good looking. He could have been a doctor, a lawyer, a politician. I don't know why.
Okay, thanks for coming in, Tanny. Can you
see him out?
Can you do something about that?
He's deteriorated.
Yeah.
Wow.
He really has.
Exactly.
Put him out of his misery.
I remember.
Wait, Tanny, he didn't have a broken leg. He's not a horse. You sure that was what?
I remember
to do?
When he
asked. He should be humanely destroyed. Inhumanely destroyed.
You remember when he asked Theo that at the very first press conference at Wrigley Field? Why did you go into baseball? You know, you're so good looking.
Why aren't you a lawyer?
You could have been a doctor or a lawyer. Or a politician, and I thought, you know, it was between that and Ronnie Woo Woo standing outside while Theo was trying to take pictures in front of the marquee. I thought he was just going to leave. I thought he was going to turn around and leave and go. This can't be. I thought this was a big city. I thought this was a real city. Where am I in Des Moines? What is happening? Sorry, Des Moines. No offense intended, but for the love of God, I thought he was going to leave. Thought he was going
to
leave.
All right, while this came, I wasn't supposed to tell this on the air, but I'm gonna break a confidence.
Okay,
I know people who belong to a club where Theo belongs, and they were kind of just sitting around talking about, and there were some baseball games on TV, and the White Sox got mentioned.
Uh-oh.
And this was just in passing, and this was just guys sitting around having a couple of drinks. And Theo turns to my friend and he says, "Well, I did the Red Sox. I did the Cubs. I should go do the White Sox." And it was a total joke, but I immediately texted me. He's like, "Hey, you're not going to believe this." Like he's kidding. He's like, "I know he's probably kidding."
I don't think he could do it.
No way. He wouldn't want to.
It would take way too long.
No, he wouldn't. Not for this owner.
Oh, yeah. No, it would take way too long, and it wouldn't get... Every time he's had the chance to do it, he's demanded a certain level of cleanliness and autonomy.
And spending.
Yes.
And why would you want the misery at this point? He's already a Hall of Famer. He's conquered the two most iconic franchises with these supposed... I'm not going to use the word, but these long droughts... And he did that. Why would you want the misery of doing it again? Where did he move back to Boston?
Yeah, he moved back to the East Coast.
Is he working in Boston?
This club is he's not in Boston.
But he rejoined the John Henry group in some fashion.
He's part of the ownership group. Remember his two jobs when he left, the two jobs that he eventually took. One was working with the commissioner's office. The other was with a private equity firm. As he learned finances.
Is that SSG? They're part of the group that's funding the PGA Tour now.
I'm not sure which group it was, but he was learning the finance part so he could eventually own sports teams. And now he's part of the John Henry group and is part owner of the team that he grew up blocks from in Brookline.
Wow.
So that's where he is and what he's doing and would like to focus on. We've got one more segment with Barry Rosner and Dan Bernstein. I thought of a couple other sports things Barry might not realize that we got to run by him.
Can ask me anything.
Oh, yeah. We'll ask a man who knows nothing about absolutely everything next on The Score.
Nobody knows anything.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happened when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for... for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.